So if someone really is having fertility issues, obviously they might seek out a health professional near them, but do you have any just quick words of advice or resources, Pam, for that person?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because there's a lot of professionals, so-called professionals, trying to do what I do and maybe doing it better. I don't know. But I noticed that there's a tremendous amount of interventions that they're using just by reading their blogs and just following some of the things they say and looking at the cost of their services. There's got to be a lot of things that they're testing and they're intervening on. And for some people, I have a feeling that's helpful. But I know one of the reasons I do what I do, and I don't charge probably as much. I know I don't, because I charge basically insurance rates to serve couples, is because first of all, this is like a partly a labor of love, and I want this information to be accessible. But then the other reason is sometimes it's not that hard to fix. Sometimes it's really just working with someone who knows how to identify nutrient shortfalls. And then if not, there may be some genetic things going on, but what I would say for those who are looking to start with the fundamentals, Lily Nichols has written a great book called Real Food for Pregnancy. I'm coming out with this article. Sally Fallon Morrell has wonderful articles on this. There's more articles on vitamin A on the Weston Price website. There's also some other nutrients. But always, it's what is this? The postulate, Koch's postulate. Postulate, always trying to find the simplest answer to something before you go on, and keep, because you can get sucked into these alternative practitioners that want to do everything. They want to have you spend $3,000-$4,000 right off the bat, and they're going to do tons of testing. A lot of this testing can be helpful, but it's not, you should work with a practitioner who knows how to first look at the most obvious and correct that, unless you're in this tremendous hurry and you want to get pregnant ASAP and you want to just feel sure haven't overlooked anything. But I noticed that it takes about 2 to 3 months to see a woman start to ovulate, and maybe 6 months to get pregnant if everything else works well. Now, with that said, I do have some patients that have not been able to get pregnant. I don't necessarily work with their partners though. And that is super important too. A woman should not take on this as if she has the only responsibility, because 30% of known causes, is about a third of known causes of infertility or subfertility, they think are women related, women's problems. A third are men's problems, and a third that they know of, they're not sure it could be either or both. But then there is like 50% of unexplained fertility, infertility. And that's what I think we're seeing with the nutritional problems, the unexplained fertility. But even explained fertility, such as blocked tubes, that could be a sign of vitamin A deficiency in the past. So that's all I'm trying to say. You don't have to spend, $5,000 to get answers in many cases. So don't assume that, okay? Because that is a financial burden on a lot of young couples.
Oh, and how stressful that must be. Okay, so you mentioned Lily Nichols' book. Sally Fallon Morrell, of course, has resources on the WestonAPrice.org website and on her own nourishingtraditions.com blog. You've got this article coming out in the journal. What about, are there any foundational, you've mentioned foods in the podcast, but are there any foundational supplements that are your go-tos?
It's funny, I don't do that a lot because a lot of women get nervous unless their doctors tell them to. And even in fact, some women will stop taking vitamin A as soon as they're pregnant or right before they think they're going to be pregnant. They will stop it because they believe it's not. And a lot of times they'll say, okay, well, you've repleted yourself, because usually, I can assume if they're doing a certain amount of vitamin A in their diet, et cetera, like 5,000 IUs for 6 months, they probably built their liver stores up. But I will always tell them right before, like right at the end of the pregnancy, like last month, take something with vitamin A, or eat something with vitamin A, because it's going to make you lactation better. And one woman I recently, she didn't do that because I'm having trouble making enough milk. And I asked her, and she says, oh no, I forgot. And I didn't beat her up or anything, but she was one of the ones that stopped doing what I asked her to do during pregnancy. And I'm like, okay, well, I can't do anything about that. I'm not going to tell her to do something she's uncomfortable with. But anyway, so you were asking. So there's, if you have low levels of CoQ10 in your body, that's usually a result of, I believe, too much oxidative stress in your body, And that you can take CoQ10, and that's great, but get rid of those fried foods, get rid of vegetable oils, get rid of any processed foods, because try to get stress out of your life. Do not overexercise. That's a big source of oxidative stress in your body. Okay. Another one would be melatonin. They use a lot of time melatonin can be helpful. Melatonin, as we know, would be your body would be best able to make it if you go to bed at close to, you know, when it gets dark and wake up when it gets light, get outside in the morning, make sure everything's dark in your bedroom. You know, if you have to wear a face shield or whatever, eye mask, do it. Face shield, that's dumb. Eye mask, do it, but try to make your room dark. Another one, I'm trying to think of the other one. Myo-inositol is a big one for women with insulin resistance. It also is known to improve egg quality. The interesting thing about myo-inositol, it is made by the body and it is in some foods. It's considered a second messenger for glucose, and they do believe that some people genetically don't make enough. And so that's something that with women with PCOS, if they take myo-inositol or a combination of that and D-chiro-inositol.
Pam, that is great. This is helpful. This is just a handful of resources for folks who could check out this minisode. I'm really, really grateful that you spent an extra 5 minutes.
Can I add one more thing?
Please do.
And if you don't like liver, get desiccated liver or get the organ meat blend now that they sell, companies sell. Okay, I should have thought of that before. So you can do that too. So anyway.
That's right. Some people can tolerate either frozen bits of liver or desiccated liver in capsules.
You can do that too. Very good idea.
Because it's a way to get it in the diet without having to taste it if you struggle with that. So
right, exactly.
Well, thank you so much for this extra time and your insights. We really appreciate you, Pam.
And thank you and the Weston Price Foundation for actually changing my life. It really did.